Hey Scott, this is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Sure, let me grab my my business partner here, and I'm just grabbing a cup of coffee, so if you give me 1 minute.
No problem.
All right, Nicole, I have my business partner, Jim, here.
Hi, Jim.
Here.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm some info from you guys, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, is the business name Altruist Group LLC?
That is our LLC, yeah. And we do okay. A DBA under that.
Okay, what's your DBA?
Scott and Jim Desert Home.
Okay. Perfect. And that's an LLC, you said, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And is the address over there 496 Paseo?
Paseo Solano.
Solano in Palm Springs, right?
That is the address that's with the Secretary of State. I do have a real estate office, a brokerage, but that would be the correct mailing address for the LLC, yes.
Okay, perfect. And is this a good number for you in case we get disconnected?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have many different programs over here depending on your specific needs, so why don't you guys kind of tell me what you're looking for and I'll point you in the right direction.
That sounds like a good start. Let me give you a little history here, too. So originally, I had gone through the small business SBA process. So we were about 90% there and thought we were approved. And at the very end of it all, that's why I was interested in what I received from you guys. They said I needed to pay off another $20,000 in debt and one more tax return. So and they thought they could get it done by next April or May, as long as my numbers that I've held up this year would be what they were by the end of the year. So it was a little bit frustrating for us, but so we're on to plan B. So, and I liked what I read about you guys. I have reached out to a couple of other companies. I'm trying to get something done here in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Just I'm trying to restructure debt. So let me explain a little bit here. Genesis of our real estate business and brokerage and company, and that might help a little bit too. So I've been a broker since 1999, starting in Beverly Hills. We moved our business here to Palm Springs in 2007. That's when we opened up our LLC in July of 2007 and began running our real estate brokerage here out of Palm Springs.
Okay.
We have purchased a real estate franchise, myself and Jim and two other business partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a separate entity. Which is a separate entity from the Altruist Group, LLC, but as we speak, there may be some confusion because our LLC, our license, which is within that, is hung with the franchise with which we own as well. But this is what we're doing is restructuring for the LLC, not for the brokerage. Okay.
Okay.
We have in the last about 18 months, about 2 years, accrued debt, both personal and attached to the LLC, of approximately $120,000.
Okay.
We're servicing about $7,000 a month in payments. We've been doing that now for about a year and a half. And the reason some of the debt is personal versus attached to the LLC. There are three notes attached to the LLC, but we had to establish credit for the LLC. But prior to that, it was all done through personal. So we're trying to take the personal debt that's actually business debt along with the debt that's actually in the business's name, because mm-hmm. there's $120,000 of that, and structure it into one payment, you know, over a longer period of time, anywhere from 4 to 7 years, depending upon a program you may or may not have, you know. What was attractive to us about the SBA is our payment was going to go from $7,000 a month to $1,600, which mm-hmm. meant we could begin to reinvest more money into our business. We're trying to be proactive and not have a cash flow crunch with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And $120,000 would take care of the consolidation, and we'd be okay with that. But we've actually found an employee we want to hire along with this as we do our restructuring. That will be very good for our business and our brand. So it's not just about restructuring the debt. It's actually we're wanting to bring on 1 to 2 more people as well. And that's the overall. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, so I know you guys were looking more along the lines of an SBA, which are really long loans. Here we do working capital, and they're much shorter than any kind of SBA loan. These are much more short-term cash loans. The terms for our working capital are anywhere between 3 months and 3 years. So I don't know if those are along the lines of how long you would be looking for. But you would be able to get that debt paid off, I mean, quicker, and then be done with it. And the loan itself goes on your business credit, not your personal, so that would free up all of that for you.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I probably spoke too soon. Probably after you say a few more words, I'll probably not have my question.
Well, would you go ahead? What was your question so I can make sure it's answered?
I have one of those daily where they looked at the revenues, and for the last, it was a $40,000 note I took out with this company called NLF Windset.
Mm-hmm.
And the daily payment, I don't want to do anything with the daily payment. That's $2,500 a month, and that's going away in about 3 weeks from now because I will pay that $40,000 off completely. So I'm interested more in a monthly kind of program, and it mm-hmm. sounds like you've got that. It's not just weekly or, I don't know, are your programs debt consolidation where it's a monthly payment, or how does it operate?
We do. We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments available. So what we would do here is go ahead and gather, you know, the short list of documents that we would need to get you an approval, and then we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term possible, and then work backwards with you from there on, you know, all your term options with payments and things like that.
All right. And you said that the maximum is actually typically 3 years is what you guys do is the maximum term?
Yes. Once you're halfway through your loan, if you were interested in refinancing, then we can refinance for more money with longer terms. But for the initial, yes, that's about as long as it runs.
All right. Well, and what else should I be asking you here? Your name was Nicole, is that correct?
Yes.
So it sounds like I've prepared, and by the way, yeah, I'm not looking for an SBA loan, obviously, because it didn't happen with them, and actually that's kind of where I'm at here with the conversation today, but I've got everything. I had to create a balance sheet, my net profit and loss statement,
mm-hmm.
Our tax returns for 3 years, our bank statements for 6 months. I mean, I have literally
everything. That's no problem. That makes it easy.
It's not really about an issue of that. I'm really, and this over the weekend, I decided I've had a couple other options that come available. I'm really going to work with the ones who actually give me the type of program that I'm trying to look for a long-term relationship, to be honest with you. This
mm-hmm.
is not, you know, I've had my brokerage for 17 years. I've had my LLC for 9 years. Jim has been my business partner for 13, plus we're husbands and husband for 20 years. So we actually have a very steady situation with what we're going on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll consolidate. Otherwise, we just can't grow our business anymore because we're constrained by cash flow right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, that's what we generally, you know, we see that a lot, either, you know, with whether it's debt payments or it's just payments from being, you know, cash flow being restricted because of, you know, being set up on pay schedules like net 90s, net 60s. And so the short-term cash loans are generally, they're easier for them. And then we'll get you, it'll all be settled much quicker than an SBA loan.
All right. And my other thing is just to let you know, do you take tax returns? Because I want to talk about my sales that have been generated in my tax returns. Is that something I would submit to you guys?
Yes, we do. We will look at your tax return.
Well, you're going to see in 2013 and 2014, our revenues were in a range of $335,000 to $380,000. But I just want to let you know, in the last year, I had sales decrease, but it was because I purchased my real estate franchise. And I've spent yesterday was my one-year anniversary for the brokerage. So my eye has been on getting the brokerage running, getting my agents hired, and get everything working. So we're on track right now to do somewhere in the between 300 and 350 back to what we did, you know, the prior year. But I'm just giving you the heads up that I had a question. Why did that go down when you've had everything going up and you've been around so long? Well, because I've been running two businesses, my own personal real estate business, and then managing and brokering my franchise. So that's why I don't want confusion. There's two things going on. My LLC supports the success of my franchise. So it's exciting. I'll tell you that we just took $6 million this month in new listings. On October the 5th, we're launching a $4 million estate for the singer Frank Sinatra. We're having our best literally September ever in the desert, because the desert, well, you know, if you're down in Cardiff, it's hot here in Palm Springs. People aren't here during the summer, and we're having a kick-ass, excuse my French, September, and we just learned LA Times is doing an exclusive on us. We have all this great stuff, so we're just trying to not, you know, you get it. I'm just trying to let you know that there was a blip in the tax returns, but it's easily explained as to what's going on, and I have proof of all the new listings we're bringing as well, along with the LA Times reporter. So I don't make anything up. I'm just trying to let people know what's going on. You know, because you're the one going to work for us. If you understand a picture, it's easier for you to have a better understanding, too.
Yeah, definitely. And we can, you know, I'll make all these notes in your file as well, so underwriters will see all of that. So moving forward to get you guys an approval and kind of, you know, start going over numbers and what would make the most sense for you and your business, I would need the one-page application. Your most recent 6 months bank statements, and your most recent tax return. From there, I can get it submitted, and we can, once it's all into me, I'll submit it, and we can have you an answer within about 48 hours, and then start moving forward from there.
All right. So 6 months of bank statements, I've got that, the one-page application, and you said one tax return. Is that my personal or my LLC?
Your LLC.
All right. Do you need my other prior 2 years supporting the fact that myself had been hired in that time, or does it matter initially?
What was that?
Do you want the prior 2 years as well, so you can see a history attached, or just that the one next year?
Yeah, we can see that as well. Anything, just anything that you know, helps us see the cash flow of the business and everything. That's what we need to see.
All right.
And then you said you do have a working capital loan out right now that has daily payments?
Yes, they're $114.29 a day. It's with a company called Next Level Funding or Winset. My documents say both. I think they changed their name at some point in time.
Okay.
And that was a $40 working capital loan and outbound debt. $2,500. That's all.
Oh, you owe $2,500?
Yeah, I've got 1 month left on that. And it's done.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and make them. How much did you take out from them?
$40,000.
$40,000. Okay, and do you know what the payback was?
I have it upstairs. I believe it's $44,000, I think, is what my payback was. I believe it was two loans. It was a 24 and a 20, and I believe it was 44. I can go upstairs and check right now, but it was about 4,000 more than what we took out, and I know we took out right around 40.
Okay, okay. And what was, do you know how long it was for?
It was for, I know, let me go grab my notes. That was, I believe, a 15-month loan is what it was. I can go upstairs. Let me go up to my upstairs office here.
Okay.
I worked all weekend, so I'm having my coffee before I get to my office this morning. So.
Oh, I feel ya. I can't even function without coffee in the morning. I'm here at 6:30 in the morning, so first thing I got to do is get coffee.
I understand. I'm up between 5 and 5:30, and it's all good, but Mondays
obviously, because I have to work all week, and I try to have a slower start to my Monday, not a fast start. So,
mm-hmm.
But I still get up at 5. I just don't. Well, I did my coffee. So let's grab my note here so I can give an exact number as opposed to. I'm going to put this phone down for one moment, okay, Nicole?
Okay.
My payback was is $42,599, and my what I actually took out was $38,000.
Okay. And you said that was over 15 months?
Yes, that started in, I believe it was July or June of 2015. So my first payment was on that.
Okay, and you just have 1 month left on that, you said?
Yes, I'm so excited to have that one gone.
I bet.
We've serviced it. We've never been late. Anything on my credit will show there's not been one late payment on there in any respect. I just have debt that needs to be addressed so that I can just move forward. That's really pretty basic and simple, and it's just not really easy out there because we're in that in-between place of growth with the size of our company, as you probably hear from everybody you speak to. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you guys are 50-50 owners?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So I'll need both of your information for the application. But I will send you an email with the application itself and the short list of documents we would need.
All right.
And then once you get them into me, we'll move forward. What's a good email for you?
Scott@Harcourts, which is H-A-R. C-O-U-R-T-S, like Sam, deserthomes.com.
Deserthomes.com. So Scott@HarcourtsDesertHomes.com.
That's correct. There is no D in the Harcourts. It's R-H-A-R, and I didn't hear one in your voice, but sometimes people think it's like a hard court, and it's not. Right. The Harcourts itself is the sixth largest international real estate brokerage here in the Valley. And, in the world. And Jim and I, a year and a half ago, secured the rights for the franchise for the entire Coachella Valley. So, it's been very, very exciting, stressful, hard. You don't know what you don't know till you go through it. So,
definitely.
All good.
Okay, so I will send out an email with the application and everything. And once I get it in from you guys, along with the documents, we'll go ahead and start moving forward.
Perfect.
Okay, when is a good time to follow up with you?
Usually afternoons after 1 o'clock is the best time for me. The mornings is usually about getting caught up on my work, and then that's where I do my prospecting or my agent meeting. So the afternoons, anytime from 1 to about 4:30, 5. I mean, if I'm on the other line, then I'll call you right back. It's just afternoons are just better in terms of conversations. Monday's an exception, so.
Okay. And when do you think you can get the documents into me? I know you already have them.
I'm going to do it today. I just want to get this done. So I've already got everything. It's already assembled. So I would have done it over the weekend, but I knew that somebody from your organization was going to call me. So, yeah, if you send that to me. I may get done before lunchtime because I'm trying to take some of my own time. If not, it'll be this evening. But I want to try to just get it done. So
okay.
Am I able to load everything up in through the website, or do I need to?
You'll just email it to me.
And can you tell me? Do you have a size limit? Because I had some problems emailing at one time to. someone else I was working with. I can send it to you in 5 emails, or I can send it in to you in 1. I'll probably just send it in 5. That way it gets to you, unless you've got a giant server that can accept giant PDFs.
It varies. So if you want to just send it in a bunch, that's fine. Whatever works. The email, you can always reply directly, and it'll go straight to me, and then it'll have my direct dial on there as well. So if you guys have any questions or need to get a hold of me, you can call me directly.
All right. And what I may do, if you don't mind, is I did have to forward everything sometime last week. I'm probably just going to forward that to you. I think it was 5 emails. That way I know it's done and easy, and it won't take me a whole long time to do it. And you can just confirm on your side. So you'll probably have more than what you need, but it's better to have more than less. I've got nothing to hide here, so.
That's perfect. That's no problem. All right, guys. I'll talk to you. I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow just to touch base and let you know I got everything and getting everything submitted. And we'll be in touch soon.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks. All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.